From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. We're talking today about transportation in the region. As the populations of Brunswick, Pender, and New Hanover counties continue to swell, accommodating the movement of people and goods requires much more creativity and innovation than just widening roads or building more of them. Today, we'll explore how some transportation policymakers envision the future and how the funding game is changing at both the state and federal levels. Joining us in the studio today are two representatives from the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. That's the Regional Transportation Planning Agency for Southeastern North Carolina, which includes portions of Brunswick and Pender counties, as well as New Hanover. And it's this agency's process that serves as the basis for the expenditure of all federal funds in the area for streets, highways, bridges, public transit, and bicycle and pedestrian facilities. Laura Padgett is the chairperson of the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, as well as a Wilmington City Council member. Laura Padgett, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel.
And joining us as the representative from Brunswick County, she is Leland's mayor pro tem, although I understand she prefers to be called a member of Leland's town council. And she is also vice chair of the WMPO. Pat Battleman, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rachel.
We'll invite you to join the discussion in just a few minutes. If you have a question about transportation in the region, you can give us a call at 910-343-1138. We'll open the phone lines in a little more than 10 minutes. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. Now, the two of you contend, as published in a November report draft by the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, which I'm going to call the WMPO now, you contend that Wilmington could complete a regional economic development and technology triangle between the Research Triangle Park and Charlotte's banking industry. You say that this area could become a place where knowledge sector workers want to live. That's quite a statement. What needs to happen for that to occur?
I think transportation needs to happen and improve. If we're going to be part of a triangle like that, and I'm not sure where the statement originated, but we certainly have an opportunity to do that, but you have to be able to get people quickly back and forth between Raleigh, this area, and Charlotte to make us a part of that triangle.
This is a report called Work Cape Fear, Expanding Commuter Options in the Cape Fear Region, and I think on your website it's labeled as a short-term plan. And it says it's a toolkit, and it answers the question, how do we attract and retain talent through enticing opportunities to get to and from work? Pat Battleman, what are enticing opportunities from a commuter's point of view?
I've been working with the Transportation Demand Management Subcommittee for the WMPO, and we have identified some really interesting ways we can start to look at getting folks back and forth to work in a more efficient, modern way, and that is pretty much centralizing our focus on mass transit and creating a ride pool, carpool, van pool way of people getting back and forth into work, as well as doing something with our buses, putting some Wi-Fi on our buses, making it a lot more commuter friendly for especially our younger group that likes to use their smartphones and laptops and what have you, rather than having to sit in traffic and just, you know, be prisoners pretty much. So and this is what we're up to.
That's a scenario that you would see in large metropolitan areas, New York, Washington, D.C., healthy mass transit systems. I don't think of the Wilmington urban area as having a really robust mass transit system. Laura Padgett, what needs to happen here for this to really become a system that people use by choice?
Well, first of all, we've come a very long way in the last 15 plus years. And some of our buses, I believe, do have Wi-Fi on them as well as bike racks.
And these would be buses in Wilmington.
Yes.
And Pat Battleman, you're talking about a bus coming from Brunswick County.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Right.
So in order to really maximize a lot of the potential that you just mentioned with some type of research triangle, and I have worked on that for many years, trying to improve the public transportation system. And I do think that this is partly driven by generational changes. People who are used to riding in their car and want to continue to ride in their car and want the privacy of riding in their car by themselves or with family members only. And that's been kind of the American way. Wilmington is probably typical of some other cities our size and regions with this type of population where we have kind of a split between those who really do not like and do not want to be part of using public transportation or paying for it, and those who would like to live here and who may be coming here and who are really coming from areas where they had public transportation and who want to be in an area where there's public transportation. So we have got to create a system, first of all, that where the buses stop every 15 minutes. That would be the biggest thing. You can't get to work. You can't get to work-related responsibilities if you have to wait up to an hour for a bus to come. So we've got to get the bus stops every 15 minutes.
And what do you think? I mean, certainly there's the practical reality of being able to get from point A to point B in a reasonable amount of time. And if you have the option of taking your own car, sometimes that's a no-brainer. But what is the breaking point when people – is it making sure that buses stop every 15 minutes? Is that part of what needs to happen for people to say, I want to ride the bus? What's the resistance here?
I'm not sure I can categorize all of the resistance. I think some of it is what they call a paradigm shift. People at this point, there are not enough people in this area that see themselves riding the bus. Those that do and would like to are hamstrung by the fact that the buses don't come often enough. They may not go enough places. And it's all solvable with money and getting the public's support for spending that money is a fairly big issue. I do think that if you look across the country, you see a lot of success most of the time with referenda to add a sales tax or whatever way to pay for public transportation. For the most part, those are passing. And I think there's some indication that the citizens actually value and think more highly of public transportation than elected officials tend to understand.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking about transportation in southeastern North Carolina and what's in store for this region. Joining us in studio today, Laura Padgett, Chair, and Pat Battleman, Vice Chair of the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. If you have a question for our guests, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us using CoastlineHQR. And Drew Jones tweets, Wilmington needs protected bike lanes with protected intersections. More vehicle lanes will not solve our woes. Is that something that's on the docket in terms of long-term planning?
It absolutely is. Planning for more bike lanes is in progress. We're looking forward to it from our area. And I know there's been quite a – well, the Bike and Ped Committee of the WMPO has been doing a lot of work in that area. So it's coming.
And is that more than a recreational use of a bike lane? Are we talking about another option for commuters,
yes.
Laura Padgett?
Yes. And I think the community is offering some hints of what it wants and how it is and how it wants to be because the bond referenda that have been passed lately the big one for Parks and Rec, and a second one that just passed recently for transportation projects, as well as Wilmington's comprehensive land use update planning that's going on. All of those things are indicating that people aren't really interested in more wider roads. And I'm not an engineer, but there are some very sad examples across the country where transportation officials tried to fix congestion by simply adding more lanes. It doesn't work. It just creates a parking lot.
And both of you have alluded to the idea that ways of commuting, modes of commuting are changing. And we've heard about millennials, for instance, being less interested in getting driver's licenses. Pat Battleman, are we seeing that in this region?
I'm not sure we're seeing it to the degree other areas are in the country, in this region. But I do believe that that is the trend that we're looking at that we need to focus on. The millennials are more interested in being able to get back and forth, you know, to work without needing to jump in a car necessarily.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking about transportation in the Cape Fear region with two members of the Wilmington Urban Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, Laura Padgett and Pat Battleman. Coming up after the break, we'll take your phone calls. Do you have a question about transportation, either current issues or ideas for the future that you think we should be exploring? Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or email us at coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline.